Lord, open up eyes. Give wisdom. Whoever's listening, God, that they would have a clearer perspective of who you are. That they would know you better, that they would know you deeper, and that your presence would be available to them, and that they would sense it. In your name, we pray. Amen. Hello, this is Malcolm. This is Michael Ryan. Welcome to Knowing Jesus. You can find me, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. If you go to the search query and just put in Michael Ryan's B-O-O-S, booze, their audio booze. So that's why they have that little name there, B-O-O-S, booze. So Michael Ryan, R-Y-A-N, apostrophe S, booze. I thought it was couldn't fit to talk about the difference between religion and Christianity. It's a big deal to me. People may disagree with what I'm going to say, but it's worth talking about, and I'll just jump right in. It really won't be a long podcast, famous last words, but religion is simply a system of deeds, of behaviors, of actions, to get to God. It is a system of rituals, of tasks that justify you and make you acceptable. They're requirements that leaders of that religion ask you or tell you or demand that you do if you want to be right somehow in a spiritual way to God or to whatever it is that is the supreme in that particular belief. And it produces a lot of confusion, I think, to Christianity. A lot of people don't like that kind of system because, and when they think of Christianity, they think of it as a religion. And they think of it in terms of that system of imperfect people trying to tell other people how to be perfect. And it's like, you know, the response is, I don't want to go to church because I'm not a hypocrite. And I don't want to be a hypocrite. I don't want to be like those people. And that's the kind of thing you've heard. You probably heard that before from people who have denied trying to really take the things of Jesus very seriously. It's because of this religion philosophy that's being pushed around that you've got to do things to be right with God. You've got to be a certain way and act a certain way and think a certain way and stop doing this or that in order to be right with God. And that you really can't ever be sure whether you are right with God, because every time you do something wrong, it's going right back to feeling bad. This all produces guilt. It produces anger. It produces frustration. You don't know if you're going to go to heaven when you die. You can't know because it's God's decision, and you've got to spend your whole life making sure your good deeds outweigh your bad deeds. And friends, let me tell you, that's not peace. There are many people who would say, well, I'm a Christian and I believe in the gospel and I know that the gospel is not about that. So I'm not into this religion thing, but really they can fall into that category too, because whenever you start to feel this guilt take over you and determine your spiritual walk and separate you from God or make you feel like you don't want to walk with God, well, then it's becoming religion again, because it's about your own performance as being the highlight. Your own performance is how you can get into heaven. But it's not so with Christ. Jesus truly is the abundant life, because with religion, it's all about doing. With Christianity, it's done. All done. See, that's how we know. you can't make this stuff up. You can't make it up. You see, religion has just the tint of man all over it. It just has the flavor of, man, do this, do that, this ritual, that ritual, go do this thing, go do that thing. You know, oh, I don't know. You go speak to this person and they'll approve you. With the Lord, when you become a believer, when you see Jesus Christ as your master and your savior, you realize that everything has been done for you. And repentance and rest, you have been saved. It says in Isaiah 30. We repent and we rest in his work. That's it. We're resting. We're lounging our arm and just relaxing in the presence of God, who's already accomplished everything for us. And whoever's doing, he's doing it already in us. That's the abundant life. I mean, it can't be easier than that. It really can't be easier than that. I'm not trying to say the Christian walk isn't filled with its hardships, but I'm saying that the faith, the yoke, is light and it's easy. And the yoke is simply this: rest in Jesus Christ. And how do we rest? We rest through worship. You know, when we talk about waiting on God or waiting for God, people think that that's a passive thing. Christianity is anything but passive. True faith is anything but passive. Resting as a believer means that we just worship. Think about it. In the world, when you have a problem, you focus on that problem. You don't rest. You don't do anything except think night and day of how to solve that problem. Some people just give up on it completely. Maybe they hit the bar. They go distract themselves to other things. They go into fantasy land or pornography, all these different things. Whatever it may be. But when you have a problem in the world and you're thinking worldly, you're trying to solve that problem and your whole life revolves around that problem. When you are a believer in Jesus Christ and you've accepted that now you're in the family of God, because not everyone's in the family of God. It's only those who have the Spirit of God that become children of God, it says in Romans 8. And when you realize that God is your King and he's created good works for you to walk in, and your whole life is planned before you, you can now rest through worship. You can now rest to the cares of the world, rest to the problems of your soul, rest to the issues of your flesh, and worship him. You can spend your time focusing on Jesus and praising him and letting all that other stuff just be all that other stuff. Because everything's been done. Everything's been accomplished already. Everything. I mean, how to get to heaven? Done. Jesus Christ. He did it. You need to be perfect to get to heaven. You have to be holy. I mean, if there's any doubt at all about getting into heaven, if you don't know, it requires perfection. Be perfect as my Father's perfect. We have not done that. We can't be perfect. We're all imperfect. Even people who don't even believe in God will say to you, no one's perfect. But guess what? It says in Hebrews chapter 10 that we were perfected forever. We were perfected forever by Jesus Christ. He has perfected us. How? Through his blood. Through his blood. And his blood is the signature of the agreement, of the covenant between us and God. Between you and God. Jesus' blood is the shaking hand. You know when people shake a hand to sign it, to signify that a deal is going to go through? That's the blood of Jesus Christ. And what is that deal? What is that agreement? What is that new way? You are cleared. You are done. Here's how I want you to live from now on. I want you to worship me and let my spirit come out of you. I want you to let my spirit cause you to walk in my ways. I want you to just lift me up and look at me and learn of me, and just let me carry all of your burdens. That is it. That is it. God, it says in Philippians chapter 2, verse 13, for it is God who is at work in you, okay? God's at work in you, and check this out, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. God does it all. He gives you the motivation, and he actually completes it. I mean, do you
This is as good as it gets right here. See, this isn't religion. Religion is all about you working. You having to muster up the motivation. You having to muster up the willpower. You having to care about God and the things of God. We can't care about God. We are sinners. We can't on our best day. We can try to be interested in God. We can try to fake it, but we're going to just end up being a law again of religion because we can't sustain that. We're too human. Our sinful nature is too all over us. But when we submit to His Spirit and ask to be filled by His Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ that was purchased for us through His blood, which is the agreement of this new thing that I'm talking about, of salvation through Jesus Christ and Him alone, then it's God who does the work and it's God who gives the motivation. God does everything in you. The Spirit of God does everything. It's been done and He does it. I mean, I leave it to you. What would you prefer? What would you prefer? Would you prefer to go and put on this, wear this, not eat this, not drink this, not do this? I mean, that's what it talks about in Colossians chapter 2, where like we put these restraints on ourselves. Don't touch this, don't eat this, and it says that that's like from angels. That's like demonic. You know, that's not of Jesus Christ. We're free in Jesus Christ. We're free to submit to the Lord. It doesn't mean that we're free to go do whatever we want and just now, because that's not freedom. Now we go back into bondage. If you start being free to start serving your own pleasures and desires, well, then you make yourself a slave again to the world. You enslave yourself, no different than the system of religion. But you've been made complete in God. You've been made complete in Jesus Christ. And, you know, I just encourage you, don't get caught in religion. Please don't get caught. Don't think that this Christian faith is about rules and regulations and sacraments and rosaries and going to this person to get permission for this. Jesus Christ is the mediator. He's the middle guy. You can go directly to God Himself. Do you understand what I'm saying? You have direct access to God now. See, religion, you don't have direct access to God. You have direct access to the leader who supposedly has direct access to God, who's telling you how to live. That only produces death. There's no person who has a monopoly on God. There's no person who has a monopoly on what it means to be holy. The only person who has that monopoly is Jesus Christ, God, head of the church. He's before all things, and in Him all things consist. He's the creator of things invisible and visible. Everything was made by Him, for Him, and through Him. Angels, demons, principalities, rulers, nations, presidencies, everything was made for Him. So what I'm saying to you is, you have direct access to that God, and it doesn't matter how imperfect you are, how messed up you are, how depraved your mind has been. You have direct access to God if you believe in the gospel and if you invite Him to fill you up. He lives in you, but we've got to be filled with Him. I don't understand it. I'm not going to try to explain it to you, but it's just simply the truth. You know, we don't, if you start getting into religion again, you're taking away your freedom of Christ, this freedom of direct access to God, this freedom of being justified by God, accepted by God, and you've already entered into the things of God when you have His Spirit in you, and you can be filled with Him, and you can get all the fruit by just asking Him for it. You don't need to now do it on your own. You don't need to gain anything through your own stuff. And guess what? You are now confident that heaven is secured for you. You've been sealed with this Holy Spirit, so you know you're going to heaven, and you also have the promise that He's going to work His work in you. He will complete you. He will finish the work that He started in you. And that's good. That's good. It's abundant life. It's what Jesus was talking about when He said, I came to give life and life abundantly. My burden for you is not to be deceived by the simplicity and purity of devotion to Jesus Christ. And that's exactly what Paul said. Don't get caught in religion. It says in 2 Colossians chapter 2, verse 18, "Let no one keep defrauding you of your prize by delighting in self-abasement and the worship of angels." Don't be deceived by having to have this burden put on you of you need to be making sure you're purifying yourself. You know, you need to be, you know, checking yourself, and if you and beating yourself up because you're not holy. You know, okay, I'm not talking about not examining yourself in the Lord, but I'm talking about this spirit of just feeling guilty, feeling like you don't measure up, and just sinking in that. And I'm here to tell you, you don't measure up, but it's okay. You are weak, but it's okay. You're a sinner, and it's okay. And you won't ever change that. That will never change in you. You can do all the good works in the world, and you know that you will still be just as sinful as when you started. That's truth. But let me tell you, Jesus Christ is your answer. He will accomplish everything in you. He will be your way, He will be your truth, and He will be your life. And you don't have to be tricked out of the abundant life by rules and regulations and systems and rituals and empty promises of being right by God through your actions and being cursed by God and pretty much a leper if you decide to not behave the right way. I mean, that's not the new covenant. That's not Christianity. Christianity is Christ alone. Christianity is grace upon grace upon grace. It's free stuff that you don't deserve. The whole platform, the whole foundation of faith in Jesus Christ is that you don't deserve it. You don't deserve heaven. You can't. Heaven is not a prize to be earned. It's something to be given. Do you understand? Heaven is a valuable, intimacy with the Lord is a valuable thing. That's not something you earn. That's something that's given to you. That's something that's given to you. Right? So, I hope that I went longer than I wanted to, but, you know, I just want you to know the difference between religion and Christ. Religion is doing things, it's rituals, it's tasks, it's burden placed on top of you to live life holy to get to God. It's all about doing. And Jesus Christ, being a believer in Him, it's all about being done and God doing in you. That's it. That's the simple difference. If you feel like someone's putting a burden on you, just say no. You want Jesus and Jesus only. Nothing more, nothing less. Bring everything to Him and you'll be blessed. Amen. God, I pray that you would just quicken this word to people in their hearts, and that you would work your work in them. Lord, I pray that you would fill people with your Holy Spirit, whoever's listening, that you'd really help them to see that at any time during the day, at any time, you will overwhelm them with your presence if they just ask, if they seek, if they knock, if they believe that you'll do it. You will do it. And they will experience all the fruits of Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23, which is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, and a whole lot more. And a whole lot more they have access to. So, Lord, please quicken that word to anyone that's listening. Please help them to see that they are weak already, but it's okay. That your grace is good enough. Your grace is sufficient, Lord. Please, Lord, I beg you, quicken that word to them. In your name, we praise you, Son of God. Amen.